Yo, what good, everybody? Welcome to King Center Gaming. My name is King Robert J. Today is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's May 20th, 2022. Where in this podcast right here, we talk about sports and the game community. Like I said, I want to get with you guys on, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the NBA and what's going on in the NFL. That's two of the main got things that I cover. Like I said, I appreciate you guys for tuning in my last episode and the previous episode. Like I said, hit them play lights up, you know what I'm saying? Share it with everybody, you know, give me a word out. Like I said, hit me up on my Facebook, King Robert J. In the bio, you will see King Center Gaming up there. Check out my page up there. Also, check me out on TikTok. You know, your boy got a TikTok. Check me out on TikTok. Well, the link in the bio will go to my YouTube page as well. And you guys can basically check me out over there. Hit me the subscribe button and all that good stuff. Let's get right into it. The NBA playoffs are still going crazy. I'm loving every bit of it. The Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. I basically let two games go with the Heat and the Celtics. And tonight, it's going to be the Dallas and Golden State going to knock up two games apiece. So we're going to talk about the Golden State and Dallas game one first with Stephen Curry versus Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic had 20 points. Stephen Curry and the rest of the game, Klay Thompson, Kevin Looney, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, each of them guys had over 10 points. It was like five different Golden State players. And basically double figures when it came to scoring. I think Luka Doncic, Brunson, and also Dinwiddie was the only Dallas Mavericks that had over 10. My takeaway from that first game, Dallas got smacked like everybody expected they would be. And basically they need to come out game two and show some resilience because I don't think they want to be down 2-0 against Golden State. I'm really rooting for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm rooting for Luka Doncic. But that is a tough task to answer those guys. I feel like this series could go six games. Golden State winning 4-2. I respect Dallas enough to get them two games from what I've seen so far. I can make my early judgment, but this playoffs been up and down, unpredictable. And basically, you never know what could happen game two. I do expect Dallas to show some aggression to keep the game close. But all in all, I believe that the game will get pulled away ultimately in the third quarter where games are most worn in the NBA. And Golden State will hold suit at home, being up 2-0. And I believe Luka Doncic and Spencer Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson are they have had a great season, but I feel like they need to establish more ball movement because it's hard to exert so much energy on defense with those guys playing against Golden State because they move the ball so well. Guys are running off back screens. Guys are going to the hole. They're doing everything essential to play good basketball, team basketball. They have a great system. They have great coaching. They have great team players, great role players that know their role in the game and know how to spread the ball. And it's just so many lethal shooters outside that can make it hard for Luka Doncic, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Brunson to get going on offensive end because they're exerting so much defense. I also saw a couple plays and possessions that Dallas tried to run with the 2-3-3-2 zone trapping. But all in all, they definitely couldn't have an answer. They, of course, every game is about adjustments. I'm pretty sure they're going to play a little bit more man-orientated basketball defensive-wise and see how they can go from there. But Golden State is doing what they have to do. Golden State, Stephen Curry is doing what he have to do. Draymond is being an anchor for that defense that everybody is making their shot. The shots are going in, and I think Dallas need to come out with a little bit more aggression for that game. But we'll see game two tonight. Everybody check that out. Everybody stay tuned. Like I said, these playoffs are going crazy. So enough about that. Let's get into this series that I feel like could go seven games. Of course, it's the series being tied 1-1. Let's get into game one. Heat versus the Celtics. Jimmy Butler dropped a cool 41 on those guys. the Celtics did not have their defensive player of the year and Marcus Smart. I was watching TNT Insider while Charles Barkley and Shaq was debating. They was debating about how essential Marcus Smart is as being that defense player of the year. And Shaq was debating the fact that Jimmy Butler can score 55 against anybody. He know Marcus Smart was not going to affect that in that way, shape, or form. And Charles Barkley was disagreeing with him. And you know how those two guys go with it. But I think Charles Barkley has a point. Shaq do have a point in certain ways about how one guy cannot control the outcome of things as a team game. But at the same time, if you're the defense player of the year and you're a perimeter player, I'm pretty sure a guy like Marcus Smart would need it in game one. Miami definitely got suit of it in halftime and basically put the foot on the Celtics' neck. The Celtics actually played pretty good in the first half. They did start missing their perimeter shots. They couldn't get guys going. It's on the road. Guys play different when they're at home. Jimmy Butler had suit with 41. And you could tell that Boston have the better complete team. Jimmy Butler doesn't. But Jimmy Butler played like a superstar in game one. And why Miami Heat wound up winning by almost 20 points in game one. Let's get to game two. Game two, Marcus Smart showed why he's that defense player of the year, why he made up for what happened in game six in Boston again with Jrue Holiday, and showed why he's an essential player on this team and why he definitely makes Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum calm down on offense, because you could tell he controlled the pace of the game the whole night. He dropped 24 points, had 9 rebounds and 12 assists. You think that wouldn't come from Marcus Smart, but he's a pretty good, decent player. He knows his role well, and he knows how to control the offense. And he have came a long way from over the years of just being a defensive player. He's showing that he can initiate offense, get his guys going, put them in the right spot. And that's what he did in game two. Jaylen Brown had 24. And Jason Tatum, when he don't have to be that guy, that playmaker guy, the sole orientated playmaker guy, and Marcus Smart can take that away from him, that shows how good this Celtics team is. And Jimmy Butler basically needs to try to see how he can get Bam out of the body going. Because Bam out of the body cannot afford to have 10 points. He need more. He need 20 plus from Bam out of the body every night against this Boston Celtics defense if he want to have a chance to advance to the NBA championship, NBA finals. Eric Spoelstra is going to make some adjustments. It was great adjustments for the Boston coach as well. And the guys on Boston showed up. And the guys in Miami didn't. Tyler Hero gonna have to put up more points than he did. The only way Miami gonna have to win this series is they're have to come in and they're gonna shoot out, because their defense is there. They can steal at least one or two on the road in Boston because of their defense alone. But you need guys to hit shots. You need guys to get the load off of Jimmy Butler. It was great that Jimmy Butler had 41. However, that's a lot of energy on both sides of the ball, because he's a great two-way player. And when you have guys trapping him and he passes to open guys and they don't hit their shots, especially at home, that is a concerning thing. We can look for more, because each team could basically lose each night. You never know. Miami might come back in Boston and basically put the smack down on those guys. So we're gonna check. And like I said, this is probably the best series in the playoffs that you guys going to see. And hopefully Eric Spoelstra can get guys going, because guys going to have to show up against this juggernaut that Boston have, because they have three guys, actually four guys with Williams off the bench, who can drop 15 plus a night. So this is a great series so far. Like I said, great playoffs all around. I love everything about it. Game two is tonight with Dallas and Golden State. Golden State being at home. Hopefully Dallas can make it a series, because everybody, the NBA fan, the NBA community, we want that. We want to see that. And we basically get it going. So I want to speak a little bit about the NFL, just for like 2 quick minutes on that before we wrap this episode up today. We're going to talk about the Saints I know I said on a previous podcast, if you go back, well, I think the Saints could come out of the NFC, not only the NFC South winning that division, but the NFC period. You know, of course, we got Tampa Bay, Green Bay. We also got the Rams. We got formidable the Cowboys, if you want to throw them in there. We got formidable guys, formidable teams in the NFC. However, I still feel like the Saints are a sleeper team. It's been rumors about Drew Brees thinking about coming back. When he left, he wasn't at the back end of this game. So, if that Jameis Winston is a pretty great start, a pretty good starter for this Saints team. But it would be a plus if Drew Brees be there, especially with the additions that they have made over the offseason during free agency and the draft, and also signing Jarvis Landry, Michael Thomas, buying in the draft. They drafted that wide receiver, Alvin Kamara, running back, staying and drafted wide receiver from Ohio State. They got talent. Tyrann Mathieu's on the backside, that secondary, I believe, in Legion of Boom 2.0. Also, with that interior front seven, they have a complete team up and down. And me being a Tampa Bay fan, I'm very concerned about that because these guys play hard anyway, you know, against us all the time. So, like I said, you guys check in on that. Let me know if I'm wrong. Let's see if I want to give a feel-free question of the day. In this Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals matchups, who you believe will be the difference maker between all four teams that will prevail their team to the finals? And it doesn't have to be a superstar. It doesn't have to be a role player. One guy might come in and do what Ray Allen did against the Spurs when he was with the Heat. Who you believe will be that guy, that difference maker for each one of the teams that are playing so far in the playoffs right now? I will put it there. Like I said, I want to have you guys enjoying my content that I put out, enjoying this and everything. I want everybody to have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there. Be healthy. Tell your family that you love them. Tell your loved ones that you love them. Whoever supports you, give that same love and energy back. Number positive vibes for you guys. Positive vibes for me. I hope everybody has a great day. Keep blessed. Peace. Peace, God.
Welcome to King Center Gaming. My name is